We're doing the laws of Shmona Esrei. We learned last time that in the winter we have to say Morid HaGeshem. We're that period right now. Now what happens if in the summer someone mistakenly says Morid HaGeshem, he's asking for rain. So here in Israel, rain is problematic. If you ask for rain in the summer, it destroys the crops. So a person would have to correct himself. If he concluded the blessing, he'd have to start from the beginning, because we view the first three blessings as one unit. They all focus on the same thing, singing the praise of the Creator. And the same thing with the last three blessings, they're also one unit. And even if a person lives in an area where they need rain in the summer, nonetheless, Chazal instituted that we ask for rain specifically in the winter. And if one does so in the summer, that is an error. What happens if all of these halachot we discussed. Okay, so that brings us to Sheilat Gshemim. We'll do that next time. Okay, we'll do Ein Yaakov. You have copies up here.